today's seminar lecture, we're going to talk about coffee. We're going to talk about setting up a coffee machine on Erev Shabbos to fresh brew your coffee on Shabbos, because these things can work on a timer. This is in honor of Yitzi Rosenberg. It's an all coffee day. So if you think about it, now that we've been spending so much time learning halachos of Bishul and Shehiyah and Achzara, so, you know, if you were to ask the average Orthodox Jew, is it permissible to set up in advance of Shabbos a timer that will brew your coffee for you on Shabbos morning? So typically the gut reaction would be, no, that doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like you could do that. But then the question becomes, why not? What exactly are you violating when you do that? Meaning, if you try to fit it into the geder of any of the Isurim we learned about, is it Shehiyah? What's Shehiyah? Where something was cooking before Shabbos and continues to cook into Shabbos. Nothing was cooking before Shabbos here. It's not Shehiyah. Really, is it Chazara? Hachzara? What's Hachzara? When you put something on Shabbos, you put something on the heat source on Shabbos. You're not doing that either. Is it Bishul? Bishul is when you do a Maisa Bishul. Doesn't seem to be that either. So what exactly is the issue, if there is an issue? So this is a lengthy discussion. We'll see how far we get with it. But there are several potential issues that need to be discussed. I would say five issues that need to be discussed. So issue number one is the issue of Shvisas Kelim. See, generally we're not so concerned with Shvisas Kelim, because there is a machlokes between Shammai and Beis Hillel whether your kelim can do malacha for you on their own on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel is matir. Beis Hillel allows setting up an irrigation system, setting up traps for animals, whereas Beis Shammai holds all of these things are aser. Problem is, there's a brisa in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches that says that you can set up an irrigation system, but you're not allowed to put wheat in a water mill on Shabbos, even though it was all set up before Shabbos, that it will continue to grind the wheat into Shabbos. So even though we paskin like Beis Hillel, that's usher. So why is that usher? It's just your kelim doing malacha for you. So the Gemara says two possibilities. Either it's because mills are loud and it's hashma as kol, and that's an isser in its own right, having something that's making a lot of noise on Shabbos, or because that brisa must be assuming like Beis Shammai, and we simply don't paskin like it. So Tosas quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel, who holds that a shma'as kol is a problem. To have loud machinery operating on Shabbos is a problem. Many of the poskim master dishwashers are running on timers for this reason. There's a better reason to ask the dishwashers, but that's one of the reasons they ask it, is based on hashma as kol. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it is not a problem. So the Rif quotes both opinions, and the Rambam does not bring this din at all. So the Beis Yosef says, you see from the fact that the Rambam doesn't bring it, that it must be that there's no isra of hashma as kol, that it's totally mutter. So if we were to be machmir, Rashi explains, what's the issue of hashma's kol? Why is noise usher on Shabbos? Zilus of the Shabbos. However, the Darkei Moshe, and he says this in the Ramah as well, says that it would lead people to think that you set it up on Shabbos. So if it's the kind of thing that you set up once to run for a very long time, for like months at a time, then there would be no isser, even if it's a noisy kli, because no one's going to think that you set it up on Shabbos. Like a grandfather clock is the example that the Ramah gives. No one thinks, just because it dings whenever, you know, at every hour, that you did that on Shabbos. They know that that's just the way it goes forever and ever, is the way it goes. The Ramah is only makel b'makom hefsid. Ramosha says, now, what's the definition of a loud kli? Meaning, let's take this to the coffee machine. Coffee machine will be making some noise as it brews your coffee on Shabbos. It is not something like a grandfather clock that's only set up for a long time. In fact, most of the time when you brew your coffee, you just do it right then and there. So it would seem to be a problem of hashma as kol. So Rav Moshe says the definition of hashma as kol is it has to be loud enough that you hear it in the next room. Rav Moshe and Chelik Dalet Siman Ayin, or Chaim Chelik Dalet Siman Ayin, that you hear it in the next room. Not that you hear it from outside the house. It doesn't have to be super loud, but you hear it in the next room. Can you hear a coffee machine brewing from the next room? It depends on the type of machine. Usually not. It's not such a loud machine. In fact, most dishwashers nowadays, you can't hear from the next room either. They tend to run more quietly nowadays. However, there is another issue over here. Rav Shechter assumes that if the malacha did not start before Shabbos, then we're machmir about Shvisas Kelim based on a Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. That the real difference is that if you have a malacha that started before Shabbos and continues into Shabbos, then we're not worried about Shvisas Kelim. But if the malacha didn't even start before Shabbos, it only starts on Shabbos, then it's a violation of Shvisas Kelim. This is based on Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin wrote a sefer called Sofer Musfarim, which is his book reviews of different Sfarim that came out. He used to print his book reviews. Can you imagine if you wrote a sefer and it was reviewed by a Gadol B'Yisrael like Rav Zevin? So he wrote scathing reviews sometimes of, say, he wasn't shy. So that's why they never reprinted Sofer Musfarim, because so I have the original. It's like $50 a volume now, because it's very rare. But in Sofer Musfarim, Rav Zevin happens, sometimes he reviewed things that they just found from Rishonim. And so they found the Ksav Yad of the Rambam, who said that the problem with the watermill was that if the Malacha starts and finishes on Shabbos, like a watermill, where if you put in a whole bunch of grain, so some of the grain is going to be ground before Shabbos, but some of the grain is not even going to begin to be ground until Shabbos starts. So the whole Malacha of that grain is going to be done on Shabbos. That's usher, even according to Beis Hillel. So Rav Shechter Paskins like this, even though they only found it as, they only found this Ksav Yad later on, Rav Shechter Paskins like this, and he's very machmir about any sort of system where a malacha is going to be set up to be done entirely on Shabbos. Rabbi Neuberger in his Ha'aros to Rav Willig's Bishul B'Shabbos Sefer suggests that even if you are machmir about Shvisas Kelim, there's a chilek to be made over here. He writes, "Ulay yesh la'achshav hasha'on kechelek me'amachona," that over here the timer is usually built into the coffee machine, and the timer mechanism already starts on Erev Shabbos. That's why you have to set it up on Erev Shabbos. So it's not a malacha that is happening entirely on Shabbos. You've set up the system to go on Erev Shabbos, and the machine is therefore working on Erev Shabbos. I don't know if that's such a chiluk, because the case of the mill that's grinding is also grinding already from before Shabbos. It's just grinding different wheat, and then new wheat keeps coming in, keeps being fed into the mill on Shabbos, and that's the case that was usher. That's the case that we would have a problem. If you want to make a chiluk and you want to be makel on something, I would say the case of the rotating picture frames, where Shechter initially wanted to be machmir on that as well, which would mean every single shul has that's been built in the last 20 years has a problem, because they all have the screens that are rotating the announcements and everything else. So Shechter would hold that's a problem. So I asked him that it's not really, meaning it's the rotation is already starting before Shabbos. There's nothing new being input into the system that's happening on Shabbos. So he wasn't sure. He thought that maybe you could be makel on that, but he wasn't sure about that. But again, most people do not assume like Rav Shechter on this issue of Shvisas Kelim. So leaving aside the issue of Shvisas Kelim, is there anything else as far as what we've been learning about as far as Bishul? So as far as Bishul itself, it's obviously not Bishul. Bishul involves a Maisa Bishul. You have to do an act of cooking. Over here, you're not doing any act of cooking. What about Shehiya? Is this perhaps a potential violation of Shehiya, of leaving something cooking from before Shabbos? So Rav Shechter in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Vav, writes that Shehiya is a Gzeira Midrabanan, not a Melacha Drabanan. And the big difference between Gzeira Drabanan versus Melacha Drabanan is that a Gzeira can be violated completely passively. You don't need any Maisa to be done in order to be in violation. So, for example, if playing musical instruments is a gzeira midrabanan, Rav Shechter writes, having a non-Jew play musical instruments for you is not amira la'akum on a gzeira midrabanan. You are passively violating that gzeira directly by listening to the music, because that is the nature of a gzeira midrabanan, is that you don't have to be actively doing anything. And that is why he suggests hot plates should not be set on a timer to cook food, even though you are doing nothing. It is a violation of a gzeira midrabanan. Rabbi Neuberger brings from the Har Tzvi and Or Chaim Simchot Lamed Vav that you can do shehiya without grufa ketuma on something that's non-adjustable. But Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Aleph Ha'ara Ayin Beis only allows that for something that does not typically cook. A coffee machine is obviously meant to cook, and therefore you cannot do shehiya with it. However, again, the argument could be made that this simply doesn't even fit into the gezeira of shehiya. The gzeira of Shehiya is that something is already cooking before Shabbos. Over here, there is nothing cooking before Shabbos. So it may be true that the gzeira of Shehiya can be violated in such a way, and obviously it's true that it's violated in such a way where it's totally passive, but this isn't it. This isn't Shehiya. What about Hachazara? Is this a violation of Hachazara? So Rabbi Neuberger suggests, based on the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the same spot in the Madura of Tafshin Lamites. It keeps coming out in other editions. So in the old edition, in Parak Aleph Ha'ara Ayin Beis, that they quote from Shlomo Zalman, that we see from Shihi and Achazara that Chazal asked placing any food on Erev Shabbos or Shabbos without the conditions of Shihi and Achazara. Meaning, you're right, it's not a it doesn't technically fit Shihi, it doesn't technically fit Achazara, but we're looking at it the wrong way. Shihi and Achazara mean, when you put them both together, they mean that food shouldn't be on a heat source on Shabbos. They shouldn't be set up in a heat source on Shabbos or before Shabbos without certain conditions that need to be met. And those conditions always involve Gruf or Ketumah. And you don't have that. Right? So you don't have that by a coffee machine. And maybe that would be a reason to ask it. Rabbi Willig, in his Sefer on Bishul B'Shabbos in chapter 28, quotes a Ramah in Reishon Gimel Sif Hei, that we may or may not get to today, that allows a non-Jew to place a pot on the oven that's not lit, and then later on, when the non-Jew lights the oven to heat the room for a chola, because you're allowed to do that for a chola shema sakana, and they will heat the food as well. And the Rama says that that's mutter. So Chaznish asks, why doesn't the Jew have to remove the food off the oven once it's lit? So the Chaznish gives two answers. One, he says, since the fire is off at the time that the pot was put on the oven, it's considered shehiyah and not chazara, and you don't have to remove it. Second, putting food on top of the oven is not the usual way to cook, and therefore it's analogous to kedera al gabe kedera. So the Chaznish in Orachaim Lam Chesel Space does not allow leaving food on or returning food onto a surface that will be heated later by a timer. If there's an adjustable heat setting on the machine, it could be a problem of achzara, according to the Chaznish, because it could be that, according to Chaznish's second answer, that having uncooked food on an adjustable source of heat constitutes achzara, even if the person is totally passive. Even if a robot put it there, it would be a problem. But by a coffee machine, it doesn't seem that this is really the issue, because by a coffee machine, it is not an adjustable heat source. Coffee machine only has one setting, makes coffee. That's it. I mean, the only settings it could be is how much. Is, you know, an 8-ounce cup, a 10-ounce cup, if you're using a Keurig or something. But it doesn't really have different heat settings. The problem with comparing this to Shihi and Achzara is that, I mean, the real problem is that you want to compare Shihi and Achzara. Shihi and Achzara are not bishul. This is bishul, meaning it's not you doing the maisa bishul, but that's what's happening. Cooking is happening. Shehiyah is where there's no cooking happening, where you're not, the cooking is not happening on Shabbos. Cooking starts before Shabbos. Achzara is that there's no cooking at all. Everything is ready, fully cooked. So over here, it's actual cooking that's happening on Shabbos, but somehow it skirts the issue of the iser of bishul on Shabbos. So it's very difficult to make that comparison. So one might argue that it's impossible that we're more makil on bishul than we would be by Shihi v'Achzara. I mean, if Shihi and Achzara could be violated passively, then for sure bishul could be violated passively. How could you possibly be more makil on bishul than you are in Shihi and Achzara? So my brother pointed out in a tshuva he wrote to Rav Nata Greenblatt years ago that we do find that the Mishmurim, Sim Shin Chav Ches, Siv Zayin, says that you can rely on the Gra, who passings like Rav Meir, that if a Jew cooks on Shabbos b'shogeg, then it's mutter lo miyad. He's allowed to benefit from it right away. And what happens if you do an Isra Chazara b'shogeg? The Ramah, Reishon Gimel, Sif Aleph, Paskins, Asrad Mutzai Shabbos. What do you see from there? You cook b'shogeg on Shabbos, maybe, according to the Gra, Mutter Miyad. You do Chazara on Shabbos b'shogeg, now you have to wait till Mutzai Shabbos. So you do see that sometimes we are more machmir by Hachzara than we are by actual Bishul itself. And the Shar Tzion over there, Sif Kal Lam Gimel, points out that even the Gra, who's makel by the Bishul b'shogeg, is machmir for Chazara, for the case of Chazara b'shogeg, even for other people. Apparently, we're more machmir for Chazara d'Rabbanan than we are for Bishul d'Araisa. Now, one could ask that every Bishul involves a Chazara, because every Bishul involves putting food on the plate. It just lacks the Tanai Chazara. So you see from here that even so, even when we're dealing with Bishul, we ignore the Chazara element of the Bishul. We just look at it as Bishul. And if there's no Gzeira on the Bishul, then there's no Gzeira. So again, to this point, what have we said? That according to Rav Shechter, you have a problem of Shvisas Kalim, and there's no doubt that it's going to be Asur. What about Shihi and Achzara? Well, if you assume that Shihi and Achzara is like we assume that it's a gezeira. Rosh Hashanah points out that it's a tefisim vav, that it's a gezeira, and as a gezeira could even be violated passively, so maybe this is considered a passive violation of Shein Achzar, because the definition of Achzara is when there is food that is on a fire, that is on a heat source. Lav dafka, that you placed it there. It's not the maisa of putting it there, it's the state of being that food is there. And that seems to be the sheet of the Chazon Ish. But again, that is a chiddush, and not everyone necessarily agrees that that is the geder of the iser. Then there's another reason to potentially be machmir, and that is because Rav Moshe has two chumras, and either one might be one that someone might accept. One chumra is the chumra we learned about yesterday. Rav Moshe and Gus Moshe are chayim chelik dalit siman ayin dalit. The big tshuva, Rabbi Eider, Nos Chavtes, says that with regard to plugging in an urn right before Shabbos, Rav Moshe says, "Mistaver sheyesh la'asar, we should asar it. Im lo yuchal yasor ton kadim shkia, if it didn't have time to boil up before shkia." Rabbi Eider on page 348 in footnote Tuf Kuf Vav explains that the logic is that since you have to be careful not to remove water or put a cover on the pot or anything until the water gets cooked the first time, because any more water that you remove is going to be makariv bishulo, so it's better to make sure that you don't have that option, meaning that it's fully cooked before Shabbos, so you won't have the option of being makariv bishulo, you won't have the possibility of being makariv bishulo by removing water. So if that's the case, then certainly to have water first get heated up and cooking a coffee on Shabbos would be a problem, according to Rav Moshe. Although one could argue, not really, because you can't really remove water from a coffee machine as easily as you can from an urn. An urn has a spout. There's a much greater chashash that adds its cooking up. You're going to remove some water and it will be memahir bishulo. What are you going to do when the coffee machine is heating up the water inside of it? When the timer turns on, you're going to open up the thing and start scooping out water? Unusual. That's something that people would not do. But Rav Moshe has another chumra. Rav Moshe very famously in Igros Moshe Archaim Chedgal Simen Samach holds that timers should never be used except for lights where they're already popular. That you should never use Shabbos clocks. You should never use timers in anything, because then the whole world is going to run with, everything on Shabbos is going to be just like during the week, because the whole world will run with these kinds of timers. Rav Moshe was somewhat prophetic in the way he saw things going, that the road to automation was going to take us to a point where everything's going to happen and it's just going to happen by itself. Nowadays, you walk into a hotel room and the lights turn on and the air conditioner turns on, everything is automated. If you sit still for a while, everything will turn off. You have things like this much more commonly. So Moshe said, if we allow these timers on Shabbos, we're going to end up allowing everything on Shabbos. Everything is just going to start moving by itself. So he argues, in fact, that it may be similar to Amira La'akum, or at least the Zilus of the Shabbos. In fact, Rav Simcha Ben Kohn in the Shabbos Kitchen, in the appendix at the end, in footnote number 4, quotes an additional Tshuva Miksav Yad from the year Tavshin Mem Gimel, which is now 1983, where it was toward the very end of Rav Moshe's life, where Rav Moshe writes, "V'lasos melacha bishul b'Shabbos al yedei sha'un chashmali," to actually have bishul being done through a Shabbos clock, which is exactly our case, "She'yavir lemachar kizmana bishul kodem achila shasati b'simen samach." He says it's just like the case of that I asked setting timers in my tshuvas and simen samach. Ain lahakel, you should not be makel on this. Af kishuhuzmenu lishvos etzalecha shemekel b'zeh. And even if you end up being invited to someone's house who is makel on this, don't be makel, don't eat it. Meaning you should be very machmir on this issue. And then he says, vaday etzli she'ein lahatir zeh. According to me, you can never be matir such things. V'rak ba'adlokas v'kiboy haneros dechashmal. Only turning on and off lights on Shabbos. That's the shenagu am lahatir, where already the minhag has become that we use timers for that. Ein limchus, that we don't object to anymore, that we allow. V'ulai gam mutal l'chadchila, that might even be mutal l'chadchila. But the ein lemelef mizel l'shar dvarim. But we cannot apply using timers on lights to using timers on anything else. Anything else you're not allowed to use a timer on. Why? What's the chilek? Af shalo yadua tam l'chalik. Even though I have no idea what the reason would be to me mechalik. But that's what Rav Moshe felt. That was using timers for lights has already been accepted, but don't use it for anything else. It seems that Rav Moshe's objections to timers in general has not been widely accepted. As Rabbi Neuberger writes, Shadomani Shemakubal Kvar Lishtamish Bashonim Elu Bofanim Bashonim, that it's already Makubal that we use timers, you know, air conditioners and things like that, we use timers. It's Shrichim Levar Eich Lechalik Bin Shaon Lashon, because Rav Moshe never really explained how you could distinguish between the timer on a light and a timer on anything else. So at the end of the day, is it absolutely usur that you can prove to, that all poskim would ask for setting up a coffee machine on Shabbos? It's not absolutely usur. You cannot prove that all poskim would usur. But are there major poskim that absolutely would usur? Well, yeah, the Chazon Ish would absolutely usur, because he holds that it's a violation of Achzara just having food on a heat source on Shabbos without kruf or ketumah, so that would certainly be the case. Chazon Ish would definitely aser. Rav Moshe without a doubt would aser. Rav Shachter without a doubt does aser. So you have major people that aser, and those that don't have an exact reason to aser will usually say, you can't do that. You know, like it just doesn't sound right that you should be able to do it. So if you see that someone does it, are they necessarily violating the halacha? Not necessarily, because it doesn't fit into any of the categories. But is it something that we would advise to do? Probably not. Okay.